Yeah, mentors. I've had quite a few of them. Not only, like I said, my grandma. Mind you, she didn't come from a traditional background, or she didn't mention anything about it. But the language was always there, and she was teaching me that. As to when I got to be a little bit older, and my mother had actually met up with my stepfather, who's actually quite well versed in traditional teachings. I learned quite a bit at that time too, with him teaching different things of how, even though if everything looks bleak around you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel where you have to have that good mind, and prayers do a lot for you, and they do a lot for everybody. When they think doom and gloom is gonna happen, there still is that hope. And that's what separates us from a lot of people too, is we're hopeful people. We don't figure, just because we've been put down by that Western society and stuff like that, just because of the choices we've done, and me thinking that everybody's going to be on welfare for the rest of their lives, and they're going to be a drunken bum and stuff like that. It's like, no, we're better than that. But that's the outside perception for people. So a lot, that's been my main goal in life, is just like, I am refusing to do that. I says, I am refusing to give my clients that kind of advice, to say that they are lower than anybody else. They are just as good as other people, if not better. That's why I actually became a midwife in myself, so I can give that teachings to them and bring them up to that point of where they need to be at. Instead of looking at the ground, they can be proud people and hold their head high and have those teachings behind them and know that they can hold their head high, and the reasons for that being. So that's one of those teachings that my stepfather had installed on me, and other people that we used to travel with when I was a kid and stuff like that, like Tom Porter and his traditions that go through old midwives' tales. That's what they call them. It's like cord around the neck, just because mom used to have the necklace on, or the choke chain, or the cord around the baby's wrist, because babies want to feel mom's feeling. If mom's feeling down, baby's gonna feel down too. So that's different kinds of things. That's why I say, take it back to their elders in their community. They know that stuff. Even though they've had residential schools that had come into place and had ripped out those traditional teachings in a lot of those places, they still are there. They still are there, but they still have to do that digging themselves. And that's what's going to separate them from me, and just like what everybody thinks, it's just like they're run-of-the-mill, they're just not going to amount to anything, and all that stuff. If they can get them that teachings and get them their self-worth so that they can hold their head high, they'll be good.